Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 28, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Neutrophil extracellular traps and peptidoglargenine, deaminase 4-mediated inflammasome activation linked diabetes to cardiorenal injury and heart failure. This study demonstrated that neutrophil extracellular traps, NETSI, and peptidoglargenine, deaminase 4-PAD4, mediated inflammasome activation linked diabetes to cardiorenal injury and heart failure. Endomyocardial biopsies from heart failure patients showed the presence of NEIS, indicating their role in human disease pathology. Research involving wild-type and PAD4-deficient mice further elucidated this connection in diabetic cardiomyopathy and kidney disease. This establishes a critical mechanistic link between diabetes and its severe cardiovascular and renal complications. Article number 2. Cell-free DNA profiles end organ injury and predicts outcomes in advanced heart failure with left ventricular assist device implantation. This study demonstrated that plasma cell-free DNA, cfDNA, accurately profiles end organ injury and predicts outcomes in patients with advanced heart failure receiving left ventricular assist device, LVAD, implantation. The research identified cfDNA as a valuable biomarker for risk stratification following LVAD placement. It analyzed a multi-center prospective cohort of heart failure patients, including those with and without LVADs, to establish this predictive capability. This finding offers a novel approach to assess adverse events and improve risk management in this patient population. Article number 3. Immune cell type-specific DNA methylation regions associate with 24-hour blood pressure regulation in Black people. This study found that immune cell type-specific DNA methylation regions associate with 24-hour blood pressure regulation in Black people. Researchers established this connection by employing advanced deconvolution algorithms to analyze reduced representation bisulfite sequencing data. The study identified specific epigenetic markers within immune cells that play a role in blood pressure control. These findings highlight a novel mechanism linking immune cell epigenetics to hypertension risk within this specific population. Article number 4. Vascular and neural transcriptomics reveal stage-dependent pathways to inflammation and cognitive dysfunction in a rat model of hypertension. This study revealed stage-dependent vascular and neural transcriptomic pathways leading to inflammation and cognitive dysfunction in a rat model of hypertension. Researchers identified specific molecular and cellular mechanisms occurring at different stages of hypertension progression. The findings indicate distinct inflammatory and neural changes contributing to cerebral microvascular dysfunction and increased dementia risk. This research provides crucial insights into the complex pathogenesis of hypertension-related cognitive decline. Article number 5. CC chemokine receptor 4 deficiency protects against abdominal aortic aneurysm formation. This study found that CC chemokine receptor 4, CCR4, deficiency protects against abdominal aortic aneurysm, AAA formation. Researchers observed this protective effect in hypercholesterolemic CCR4 deficient mice. The findings suggest that CCR4, predominantly expressed on T cells, plays a critical role in the dysregulated immune system driving chronic vascular inflammation and remodeling in AAA pathogenesis. This establishes CCR4 as a potential therapeutic target for preventing or treating abdominal aortic aneurysm. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.